I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Welcome, welcome, welcome for another podcast. And today, my topic is count your blessings. Count your blessings. The year is just how many days to end? And another year is waiting. It's just waiting. Few days and we'll be saying Happy New Year. Few days we'll be seeing 2023. How are you? Are you counting your blessings? Or you are staying in the place of complaining and murmuring? Are you angry because all that you asked the Lord for at the beginning of the year have not come forth? Are you angry that you have not fulfilled any of your dreams this year? I just want to encourage you. As long as you are alive, there is hope. As long as you are alive, there is so much to be thankful for. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. I'm alive today because God kept me. His breath inside of me kept me. Did you wake up this morning to check if you could walk? Or you just got up like me and went to the restroom or stepped out of your room? If you just did that, then we are taking a lot of things for granted. We are taking the fact that you can walk for granted. Do you know? Let me shock you. Some people woke up this morning and couldn't walk. Some people woke up this morning and discovered they have gone paralyzed. In fact, let me shock you. Some people didn't wake up at all this morning. They slept the sleep of death. They are in eternity now as we speak. So, for those no more hope, but you are living. And a living dog is better than a dead lion. You are alive. And so there is tomorrow. And so there's a possibility that that dream will still be accomplished. There's a possibility that your desire will still come to pass. There's a possibility that you will be that thing that you have dreamt of. Though it tarries, the Bible says in Habakkuk, wait for it, because it shall surely come to pass. So in this season, what kind of attitude should we put on? We should put on the attitude of thanksgiving. We should put on the attitude of praise. That God, thank you that I did not end up dead this year. Thank you because my picture was not on the obituary. Thank you that I am alive. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. That should be our attitude. I'm recording this podcast. I have so many dreams that have not been actualized. But guess what? I trust my God that in His time, He will make all things beautiful for me. And I want you to have that attitude that God will make all things beautiful in His time concerning you. So, the book of Psalms records thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Enter His court with thanksgiving. Enter His court with praise. So right now, let me give you time. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my life. Yes. Yes, thank Him. Praise Him for life. As simple as life, it is not simple. Some people are hanging by a thread right now in the hospital. They can't breathe. They have been attached to machines just to breathe, just to live. Some people are on dialysis right now. A lot is happening. And when we go to the hospital or we'll go to the mortuary, we will understand that God has been good. God has been good, for the Lord is good. Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 103, verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy. So His mercy has kept us. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. You know what? God is good. Whether you acknowledge it or not, God is a good God. Everything good that ever happened to you this year, it has been God. Everything bad that ever happened to you, it has either been the devil or you. So God is a good God. No controversy about that. Whether you had your dreams met, or whether you have money in your pocket to celebrate Christmas, whether things panned out for good for you, irrespective, God is good. His mercy endures forever. Nothing can ever change who God is. Not even your situation. Not even your circumstances. Nothing can change who God is. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 107, verse 1. For He is good. For His mercy endures forever. Psalm 118, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For He is good, because His mercy endures forever. Psalm 118, verse 2. Let Israel now say that His mercy endures forever. Let Ami now say that His mercy endureth forever. Put your name in it. Let Joseph, let Israel, let Miriam, what's your name? Augustina. Now say that His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Amiemos Tukura now say that His mercy endureth forever. Put your family name in there. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. God is a good God. And so His mercy is what has kept us. His mercy kept us. Look at your life. Check it thoroughly. Are you really worthy of that thing you are holding God ransom for? Oh God, you didn't do this for me. Oh God, you didn't do that for me. What did you do for God? What has been your covenant responsibility that you achieved this year for God? in counting your blessings. Check how many things that you have done for God this year. Because a lot of times we want God to bring heaven down for us, but we cannot move the earth for Him. God is a covenant-keeping God. He never fails in His own path. Oftentimes, we are the ones that are unable to play our part of the covenant. And then we say, God didn't do this. God didn't do that. I've discovered that if I can listen to God, I won't have any problems. Because as little as what to wear to walk every morning, God is ready to tell me as far as I'm ready to ask Him. Count your blessings, my brother. Count your blessings, my sister. Start by counting that, oh, I am alive. Yes. Those things you take for granted. Yes, add number two. I drank water yesterday. I was able to swallow it. Thank you, Jesus. That's number two. Thank God that you had that garri to sip yesterday, that food to eat. If you were able to take one meal yesterday, just one meal, thank Him. Thank Him that your legs are walking, your hands are walking. Your mouth that you use in complaining and murmuring and grumbling is still working. That is enough to be thankful for. Yes, though the fig tree may not blossom, yet I will praise Him. No matter the circumstances around you, it could have been worse. That's my mantra. It could have been worse where you are right now. That you are complaining about is somebody else's dream land, is somebody else's prayer request. So we need to thank Him. We need to praise Him. We need to glorify Him. As the year is rolling by, let's put on the garment of praise. Let's put on the garment of thanksgiving. Let's count our blessings. Name them one by one. You'll be surprised at what God has done for you. You may not have a Christmas dress. You may not have money to lavish your family this Christmas. But thank God that you are alive. Thank God your children are complete. Thank God your wife is alive. Thank God your loved ones are fine and well. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for life. Let's count our blessings. If you are listening to this podcast and you have not given your life to Jesus, one of the blessings we should count is salvation. And you want to give your life to Jesus. This is the time. I want you to say this after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I thank you for your faithfulness towards my life. I thank you for keeping me alive to see this day of salvation. In every way I've sinned against you, in my words, in my deeds, in my action, I ask for forgiveness. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I want to live for you. I want to serve you. From today, I want my name transcribed to life and taken from death, translated into your book in the name of Jesus. Congratulations. The year is about to end. Thank you for making the best decision this year to surrender your life to Jesus. So begin to work for Him. Begin to live for Him. And I see you rising in Jesus' name. And for those of us that are born again already, let's be like David. Let's have the attitude of thanksgiving. The Bible recorded that after the ark was taken from the house of Obed-Edom, where David kept it, David danced. He danced before the Lord with all his might. David danced. He reeled about, turned around, danced vigorously, like his life depended on it. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was guarded with a leaning effort. He so danced that they had to cover him with cloth. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting. There was shouting in the house. He said the winning side is the shouting side. The shouting side is the winning side. If you ever witness a battle, wherever the shout is coming from, they are winning. Or you watch a football match, the team that is winning is always shouting. So let us dance. Let us shout. Let's give an offering. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in a place in the midst of the tabernacle. And David pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. So he danced. He shouted. He brought an offering. And he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. He dwelt among the people. And they celebrated. Praise the Lord. When David returned to bless his household, the wife disdained him, because according to her, the king was dancing shamelessly. That's how we should dance, shamelessly. So he was dancing like a vain fellow, like an ordinary fellow, like a base fellow, shamelessly, openly. Let's go before God. Let's throw away who we are and go before God. Abase ourselves. Dance before the Lord shamelessly. I'm not ashamed when I dance. Shamelessly dance before the Lord. Shamelessly thank the Lord. And David reminded Michal, his wife, that he danced before the Lord that chose him before her father and before all the house of Israel. And David peppered her more. He said, don't worry, I will not only dance shamelessly, I will play before the Lord. I will yet be more abased. I will yet be more vile. I will yet be more undignified. In this season, the season of thanksgiving, thank God vigorously, shamelessly, undignifiably. A lot of us come to church dancing before God. We are too dignified to really give Him that dance. So the remaining part of this year, you know what you're gonna do? Just dance, shout, give God a thanksgiving of praise, sacrifice of praise. Dance before Him like a baby, play in His presence, humble yourself, pray in His presence, play in His presence. And I assure you, that thing that you have been asking God for will come to you speedily. Congratulations. Have a wonderful end of the year. And don't forget, the Lord will crown our year with His blessings, and our path will drop fatness. I remain Ami Mostukura, saying I love you and compliment of the season. Bye.